welcome to Homebodying with Erica Jean. I am your host, Erica Jean, and this is a place where I talk about everything dealing with home, crafts, home decor, reading, and other fun stuff. And so today, though, I want to talk about work and side hustles, because we are in an era where just holding on to that 9-to-5, that one major job, is turning out to be not enough for many people, especially in America. So what is happening? What is a major job? What is a side hustle? I'm going to talk about all of that today. So your major job is the job that is what we typically call your 9-to-5. This is your bread and butter. This is the job that pays the majority of your bills. This is the job that you had to interview for. This is the job that you either work full-time or part-time, but it supplies the most of the money, or most of the money that you use to pay for your major bills. And there's nothing wrong with that. The majority of us have jobs, okay? This is the 9-to-5. However, we're learning over time that having side hustles is also great. Side hustles are exactly what the name implies. These are hustles or jobs or different things you do on the side that generates income. Now, it may not generate as much income as your major job, but it helps out. So an example of that is if you write online, if you write articles, or anything that you do online, and even content creation. So you get paid for that, whether it's based off ad traffic or whatever the case may be. There was a time that I wrote articles for $7 an article and sometimes $50 an article. And it really came in handy, because if I didn't want to touch my major money, or if, you know, we were kind of tight with that type of money, my side money was what I went to for either transportation or even for fun stuff like purchasing mangas, which is what I like to do without even touching, you know, the money from my day job. So side hustles are really great, because these side hustles are things that typically you like to do. You have people who are doing DoorDash, Uber, Lyft, Instacart, you know, and it's not to say that they are absolutely in love with these side hustles, but they don't have to clock in anywhere. So they don't have to wake up at 6 a.m. to clock into a place that they don't want to be, but have to be. That can weigh on your psyche over time, because you're going to a place that you don't even like for 40 hours a week or 30 hours a week. That's a lot. But at least with side hustles, it's something that generates a little bit of money and you like it. There are people who they post wall art on Etsy, and they make a generous amount of money from it, to the point where they can quit their day job and just rely solely on that beautiful passive income. What is passive income? It's basically like making money while you sleep. So, for example, I make wall art as well. And so what people do is they will create wall art digitally, and they will post it up on different places, not just Etsy, but Etsy is a popular place for this. So they will upload it, and it can be downloaded millions of times by millions of people. And payment, all of that is taken care of by Etsy, because the person have to print it from home. So you don't have to think about shipping or anything like that. It's digital. And so you don't have to be on your computer for 8 hours to do this. Once you post up your digital item, it sells itself, especially if it looks great. So that's your passive income. And right now, a lot of people are wishing and hoping that they can get to the point where they can just rely solely on their creative outlets. You know, it's very great to have. So that's the side hustles. So the question is, when does one stop their day job to fully focus on side hustles? Now, based off of research, based off what I've read on social media as well, and based off of a book that I read many years ago, I think it was called Successful People or something, I don't know. But once your side hustle begins generating more income than your day job, it's safe for you to quit. But that doesn't mean you have to quit your day job. It's completely up to you. But there are people who, once they started making that money and it was more than their day job money, they quit. You know, there's a YouTuber who, she's a full-time accountant and she just started making stickers on Etsy, and her stickers was bringing in so much income that she was able to spend her time with her new child and with her family. She had more time because the stickers were selling themselves. That passive income I was telling you about. And there are people who are really great at affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing is when you advertise someone else's product, and if the customer buys the product, you get a cut of the money. Places that are famous for this, one that I can name off the top of my head is Amazon. Amazon affiliate, if you post a product on your blog, website, anywhere online, and someone purchases it, you get a monetary reward for that. And I remember one year I made $32 without even realizing it. I had a blog up that it talked about books. It was just book reviews. And I remember that I posted up a book called Switch On Your Brain by Dr. Carolyn Leaf. And it was so popular at that time. I didn't know people were clicking and purchasing the book. I never paid any mind to it. And one day, and this was, I would say this was maybe months later, a few months later, I received $32 in my account. And that may not seem like much, and it may seem like it took a long time, but imagine if I were to have put more time into it, into being an affiliate marketer. Imagine if it was $64, you know, or $100, or, you know, it can be any amount. But just imagine if I had put just a little more effort into it, and if I wasn't working my full-time job and putting my energy into that full-time job. So I remember reading a story about a guy. I think he was into airplanes or aviation or something like that, and he worked 80 hours a week, but he enjoyed creating websites on the side. And he started realizing that he was literally generating more income doing his side gig versus his job. So now he didn't quit immediately. He wanted to see if this was something that, what's the word I'm looking for? It was something that was steady and not just, you know, a 1 month or 2 month deal. So for about 6 months, he continued to stay with his day job as he earned a lot of money on his side hustle. And it was, you know, repeated. His side hustle repeatedly brought in more of the income. So he was able to quit. And so I think that was a very smart way to do it. You don't want to get like one payment or two payments and say, okay, I quit my day job. You don't want to do that unless you definitely have a plan B. The economy is rough out here, so you don't just want to not have a plan. All our lives, we're told that trying to be an entrepreneur or having side hustles is risky, whereas having a day job is not risky. But I beg to differ. You know, the old school thinkers, they come from an era where when you get that one job, you stuck with it and the job stuck with you. And they also come from an era where they felt like they had to stay in that job despite being stressed out and losing their sanity. Today's generation, we are not trying to lose our sanity. We have nothing to gain from that, and it doesn't make us a better person. We also believe that jobs do have a lot of power, because what if the company just one day decides to shift and change things around or lay off people? You know, the pandemic should have taught us that nothing is forever. And many people who thought they had a solid job or a solid business lost those jobs and businesses. Hopefully, they had something else to fall back on. I remember when I didn't have a job and I had just a side hustle. Okay. I was making very, very little money writing for examiner.com. It's no longer Examiner. I think it's another name now. It's like a music site. But it was examiner.com, and I had lost my major job, and I was going on interviews. And what the interviewers didn't know is that I didn't have a way to get up there, so I was paying for transportation. And back then, you know, it was either the bus or the taxis. So, and to get to certain places, I had to catch sometimes 2-3 buses. So, mind you, again, I didn't have the money. But I did have that little side hustle of writing online. I was making pennies, but those pennies helped when I needed to catch the bus or, you know, get to the interview. Now, I felt really let down at these interviews when I would give 110% at the interview and used my last little bit of change and then find out that they're going with someone else. Complete waste of time, complete let down. I don't ever want to be in that position ever again. So this is why in this particular era, we have people who have multiple side hustles. Now, there's, you know, two things to that, right? You don't want to be completely burned out from doing so many different side hustles. The best side hustle is the one where you can generate that passive income. So you're not really doing too much, right? You're just working on that one project, you post it up, and it generates the money. But you don't want to bog yourself down with too many side hustles. Because again, your goal is to have sanity and to have a backup plan. I'm a firm believer in having a plan A through C, because you just never know, especially in this world today. So you don't want to burn yourself completely out, and you don't want to use your hobby as a business. You don't want to do that. I'm going to tell you why. Well, there's a catch to that, right? Because typically the things that you generate your income from are the things that you like to do or hobbies. So that's fine. But if you turn your passion or your hobby into work, it'll be work. And you don't want to get burnt out from your passion. It's the same thing, like say if I'm working for a literary agency and I come home and I'm doing creative writing, there's really no break there or difference, because, you know, I'm coming from a place that deals with writing and books and reading. and coming home and doing the same thing. There's no break. But, you know, whereas if you work for a different organization, or if you're a cashier, or if you're a teacher, and you come home and you knit or you write, you know, you feel more comfortable and you breathe a little bit easier because it's something that you wasn't doing all day. So that, I just wanted to throw that out there because I really do. And I enjoy crocheting, I enjoy knitting, and adult coloring. Now, if I could get paid for reading books and or coloring books, that would definitely be great. I could see myself doing that all day. But again, the goal is not to have a burnout. I work from home for a company. And like most companies, when you get hired, sometimes they don't tell you that there's a metrics system. So, you know, you have to keep meeting production and keep meeting metrics. And that can be really stressful because, you know, some days are hit or miss. And that causes stress. But when I get off work, I retreat to my writing or my podcasting or my knitting or coloring. So I'm glad that I have these outlets, but what's very important for me is to try to create different income streams. So right now, the two side hustles that I have is the wall decor. I really love doing wall decor because it's so relaxing, and like most things in life, it can get stressful when you're trying to come up with a concept, but it's a good type of stress, and because you're willing to do it and work hard for it. So I love creating wall art because I have quite a few books on designing and home decor, and as I'm creating the wall art, I'm thinking about the type of pictures that I can create and which picture goes where. So I just think that is so fun. And you know, I have my little lo-fi hip hop playing in the background, or, you know, I'm sitting by the window creating these wonderful pieces. So it's really calming and relaxing. And I'm the type of person, I like to give gifts. So as far as things created by hand or art, so much of my wall art can be found on the Ko-fi website. So, and they are free. You can contribute if you want to, but there is no pressure. I create these printables for free. And so that's one thing that I do, and I have received donations for some of my prints. So that's a great thing. And also I have a shop that's open called Third Heaven Designs. This shop holds the physical artwork. So if you don't want to print the printables yourself, you can always get it shipped, the physical poster shipped to you. So, and I've earned some money off of that this year. And that's another way to earn while you sleep, because the website that I use, they do the printing and the shipping. So you literally just create and post. Okay. You have places like Printify, Teesprings, and I think Redbubble does that as well. So, and then lastly, the other income stream that I have, notice that the ones I'm talking about are passive income. The other income stream I have is blogging on Medium. You write and you sit back and let it earn. It may not be much, but for some people it is much. There are people right now who are earning from anywhere from $1,000 a month or even just $500 a month to $10,000, $20,000 a month. So, you know, there are ways to have side work. Thank God for the internet, right? So, especially for people who, you know, are homebodies, you know, we don't like to go out and do too much marketing, and, you know, we don't like to do too much. but we have a lot of skill, a lot of talent, and being able to do that from your PC or laptop is a beautiful thing. So I just want to conclude by telling you that anything in life is risky. You know, anything in life can be risky, including side hustles, but it's so important to have a plan A through C because nothing is a guarantee. Do you know that most job applications in fine print, it says they can let you go for whatever reason? So, you know, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket at a place that can just let you go and change your life just like that without your say-so. You never, ever want to never have a plan A through C in this world. Okay? So I'm going to stop right there. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back with more homebodying with Erica Jean. Y'all take care.